Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of thoughts from intelligent folks like Jennifer Horn, who's here, part of the Good Day program, and running the show at KRLA in the morning in Los Angeles. She's here. Jay Kirshner is here. With expertise from radio stations and radio programs from sea to shining sea. And then, of course, there's me. I'm Doug Steffen. The charts for the week. This past week, first full week of February. Jennifer, you taught your listeners how to correctly say the name of the month, right? It's February.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Yes, February is how we say it.
Right.
It's great.
Yeah. You've been trained well of all your years in this program,
yes.
Right? We can't mispronounce February. All right, so we have the story list. Let's go through the story list, and maybe we'll stop at number 10 because I haven't talked to Jennifer. I've talked to my children about the Southern California floods. The rain came. You get as much on your side of the hill as they did on the west side of the hill? How much rain did you get?
Oh, my gosh. In the valley, I think in just a 24-hour span, it was like 11 inches of rain. It was
what?
A lot of rain. Yeah.
Wow.
Sunday into Monday, they had 10.75 inches in Woodland Hills. So, and that was between 1 p.m. and 8 a.m., so not even a 24-hour period. It was crazy. Flash flood warnings. You're getting more than an inch of rain in 45 minutes. I mean, the whole nine yards. Crazy.
So how much of a problem is it getting up to PCH? These days, where am I going to find?
Oh, you
to
had
LA?
Houses sliding down the hillside in the canyon. Yeah. You had, these beautiful houses. I don't know how they live in them on stilts, just collapsing.
Well, it's malleable for you. Yeah.
A lot of trees that were knocked over, a lot of people that had power issues. Thankfully, in my area, there wasn't anything significant except in the Wash area where some of the houses had to
be. Well, most of the area that you live in is tents anyway, right?
Right, yeah. So they just kind of, you know, they move them from one place to the next.
Okay. I don't know why I always tease Jennifer about where she lives. It's a wonderful neighborhood. All right, let's move into the number 9 story. And we can take these apart later on or not. The verdict, the crumbly verdict. I don't know. Who got worked up about that this week? Seriously?
Well, actually, that's interesting. You know, I ignored it. But it is interesting because Ethan Crumbly's the kid who shot up his high school and killed a bunch of people.
Right, his mother
had given him the gun for his birthday. And so this is the first time, the reason it's significant, it's the first time a parent has been convicted and held accountable for their kid who was a mass shooter. So it is kind of significant.
I guess we did deal with that, Jay, on the Good Day program.
Yeah, we did discuss it. And with manslaughter and how it is, well,
appropriate.
It's not like she murdered anybody, but her actions contributed to the deaths of others. So a manslaughter charge is definitely appropriate. I think the parents do the best they can. And sometimes that's just not good enough. In this instance, she and the mom and the dad both, they got this gun for, I think, a birthday present or a Christmas present or something. And this child had unlimited access to the gun. It was not locked up. He could have grabbed it anytime he wanted. Unlimited access.
Well, he was also depressed, and they knew it. And when the school said, you need to take your kid home, they're like, no, it's all right. And they left him there. I mean, this is... And I think it's sketchy to hold
modern day parenting
for someone's crime, but when you look at all the warning signs that were kind of overlooked by this family.
Ooh. Well, didn't a teacher see that there were some drawings? And is this the same shooter I'm thinking of? There were some drawings that were definitely depicting a scene like this and saying that like these thoughts won't stop and things like that. It seems like there are more adults than just the parents who failed.
Yeah,
I think it's the whole system. Is fakakta. It really is. It's a mess. All right. Next up on the list, number 8, Super Bowl, Kansas City taking on San Francisco. As you hear this program, the game may be over. It depends on when you're listening. If you're listening Sunday night, the game's over. If you're listening before that, the odds are still on. Well, Jennifer and Jay, you put money on either of these two teams, the Chiefs?
I do not.
No.
No, okay. I don't usually do sports betting. It's too, to me, then it isn't as fun to watch the game. And this year, truly, I don't really have a team in it. I like Andy Reid very much from Kansas City. The 49ers, I feel a little loyalty to because they helped me win my fantasy football Super Bowl. I had Christian McCaffrey on my team and Deebo Samuel, but I can't tell you I have like huge allegiances to either team. So I'm excited. I think it's supposed to be a good game.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for Usher's performance as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you want to know how the radio guy looks at this?
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Ramaran Radio here, not Paul Harvey. This is Shop Talk. So every single commercial, 30-second commercial, costs $7,100,000. Okay? Do you realize this is kind of like we talk about taxes, what good you could do with that money? Do you know how many times you could play those commercials on good radio programs, on good radio stations, and get far better results? Because the whole advertising world, I know people are rolling their eyeballs at the moment, but the whole advertising world is based on reach and frequency. So if you don't frequently run, like we, a lot of the people, the average time spent listening on my radio program is about 43 minutes at a time. So, and that's pretty long. Average time spent listening to most radio programs is like 23, 24 minutes. So, that's why you hear the spots. Usually, if we have different commercials, they will air at least once an hour because people need to hear them in order for them to register. So, even though we have gone back through on the Good Day program this week, a lot of the great commercials. I think the best one ever done was Mean Joe Green. But there are plenty of other ones that are pretty good. And so those are memorialized because you're going to remember them. But most of the spots are not memorable. I mean, we can look back at they're going to run, I think it's 34 commercials during the course of the game. And then they have all the game, you know, the pregame, postgame, all that stuff. And they run the spots. But if you actually understand, and I know I'm really going into the weeds here, but you can hit a lot more people and get a lot better results if you spend, for example, send the $7 million to me. I'll run your commercials from here to eternity. How about that? Good idea. Well, send. We can send some of it to CRN, which is a radio enterprise that Jen and her father run in Los Angeles, right?
I totally get what you're saying, but I will say the one thing in defense of the Super Bowl and the TV networks is that it's the only thing left on the planet that everybody watches together.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many, you know, there's so many options.
Yeah,
it right. used to be that everybody'd watch The Cosby Show on Thursday night. Sorry, Bill Cosby. You know, everybody watched the same shows. Now they don't.
Yeah.
So it's the one thing that brings people in, I think, all at the same time. So I guess in that respect, maybe it's
remember
worth it to have the cultural conversation.
The first night American Idol was on the air.
Yes,
and
everybody
like 37
watched
million people watching it. Now the average viewership of American Idol and all those other talent shows about 6 million, maybe 4 to 6 million viewers.
Because you can find
that
information
great.
Online. Yeah, before DVRs and recording and all of that stuff, when you had to actually use a VHS tape to record something and then you just have to record over it if you couldn't watch it live, most people are watching things live now, especially with competition type stuff, where if you don't watch it live, you record it, you still don't end up watching it because you know what the ending was because it's all over social media. It's all online. You just open anything and a spoiler pops up. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yep. All right. Number 7 on the countdown list, Tucker Carlson goes to Moscow. There's got to be a book here.
I know. That's a good title.
Right? Tucker. Yeah, right. Exactly. So I got to, you have to be much closer to this than I am. I just think Tucker Carlson is a clown. At any rate, he wasn't. Somebody figured out how to get him together with Putin. So what came out of all this? Is everybody holding back? Tucker Carlson went to Moscow. So there are some people say he's a traitor. Hang him high. Whatever. What did he get out of Putin? Anybody know?
I don't know. I'd like to see it. I think it started airing yesterday. I haven't started watching it yet. Yesterday evening, but I will because I think it's. Interesting.
Yeah,
I'm not mad at Tucker Carlson for going. I think this is very on brand.
It's very
on brand for him because he likes to do the things that are shocking that no one else is doing so that he tries to get some attention for himself because he's not on a major network anymore. But what I will say is the response from some of the people on my own side of the aisle who consider themselves to be MAGA is that somehow, because we don't like Ukraine, that somehow we have to be pro-Putin. And so I actually took a lot of heat for this week. I think there are a lot of people in the conservative movement right now who, because Ukraine is very unpopular, I just don't know why our stance is that we shouldn't blindly hand money to Ukraine, but we also shouldn't enable Vladimir Putin to rebuild the USSR. I mean, this is, I don't understand how that is such a hard place for America to sit, because I think that's the right place for us. Don't blindly hand over checks to Ukraine. Don't let Vladimir Putin run amok in Eastern Europe. Easy, but it seems like right now you either have to be send all our money to Ukraine, and that's the Democrat stance, or you have to be a Republican that says, you know, we just need to
Israel or die.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's very disheartening because none of those stances are really that great for the world or for our country.
So the fact that Zelensky fired his major general this week, apparently there's been a tiff back and forth for quite a long time. So he just said, hey, we've had enough of you. See you later. So I didn't understand what the tiff was, because it seemed like the offensive that the Ukrainians put up was pretty good. It's knocked the hell out of the Russians and kept the war going for over a year. So
I feel like part of this is that we're just all being played, and that they're just in this, we don't see images.
Being played by the military-industrial complex, I'll go along with you there.
Yes, look at what we've seen out of Israel. We've actually seen soldiers going into tunnels. We've actually seen the attacks. Have you seen wartime footage from Ukraine?
Not for a while.
I haven't. No, not forever. I mean, it just seems like, I'm not saying that there aren't things that happened at the beginning, but it's this wild stalemate, and I think it's all generated to drive more cash from us. It's crazy. I don't. Usually during war, you see like pictures of it. We don't.
Yeah. And then the whole business in Israel with Netanyahu getting kind of, how would you best describe what's being done in his own country? People have figured out what's going on with him. And, of course, in the American news media, they don't like him because he's a conservative. So or he's not, because I don't like that word. He's right of center. And so he's not popular here. And so how do the Republicans, you know, that gives all of the people involved that don't like the right, don't like Republicans, they don't like, okay, we'll take a shot at him. And that's, people believe that that's the news, and that isn't the news. All right, 18 after the hour, Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. It's the number one most proven weight loss system. How did it all come about?
Back in 1997, our owners created a supplement based on collagen that was good for healing. It was for arthritis. It was for sleep. Well, they noticed that it also helped with weight loss. So it turned into a weight loss supplement. Everybody was wanting to lose weight, just like today.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack, and I'm perfect for Valentine's Day. So check that out. That's not only got Calitrin, but it's also got some other supplements that target specific needs. So check that out and see if that's something that you would be interested in. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 23 after the hour. Now, this, I said now twice in that sentence, didn't I? Must not be redundant. James, please erase the second now from the recording of this program. I don't want to have
already editing. Yeah.
Thank you very much. All right.
Real
I'm
time
in Dallas.
Editing here.
I'm actually in Dallas at the main studio today, and James and I are in the same building, in the same suite.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the same room, however. That's a little...
Oh, how sweet.
I can just run over. And you're looking quite snazzy today, Doug, I would have to say.
Oh, is there a camera in here? Well, I don't have my bathrobe on because it'll be a little difficult to get.
Do you two want to be alone?
Well, okay.
All right, let's get to some social media and technology news that's appropriate. We do that every hour of the Good Day program in this segment, in this portion of the hour. The Federal Communications Commission has outlawed robocalls that contain voices generated by AI. That's an interesting decision. You think it sends a message that exploiting
I think it's
this
great.
Technology?
Imagine if Joe Biden calls you and says, pick up arms, and you're a Democrat, and they're like, take on the Trump supporters.
Yeah.
Or, you know, what if Trump says, go take over the Capitol? Or what if, I mean, that's a great thing, actually. You should.
Well, yeah, but how are you going to really stop it? The AI voice cloning tools are everywhere. We've used them on this program. You've used them on your program at KRLA. So how are you going to stop this sort of stuff?
Well, just make sure they're not calling your house, I guess.
Well, this week in New Hampshire, authorities put forth, they were investigating, actually, a bunch of robocalls that mimicked Joe Biden's voice. And the voice was basically telling them not to vote in the primary. Huh? What's... Yeah. Hello. So where'd that come from? That had to come from the MAGAGAs, right? Joe Biden. The MAGAGAs.
What's a MAGAGA?
Make America Great Again, Again, and Again.
It's 2.0.
Right, yes. You didn't, wait a minute. I've got one up on Jennifer when it comes to the MAGAs and the MAGAGAs?
I believe it was Make America Great and Glorious Again.
You're not supposed to be correcting me. Just leave it alone,
okay,
James, will you?
All right.
I like again and again and again.
Yeah, I do.
But also
like
people, like this is another scam thingy too, where people could be giving their funds away or access to their funds because it's like, hey, donate to my campaign and here's how and, you know,
and
push
you don't
one
think,
and then speak your credit card information.
Yeah, if you don't think that's a huge problem in reality in this country, go see the movie The Beekeepers.
It's so poignant. Yeah, it's another action flick with Jason Statham, but the message is clear in there, and it's about real stuff happening. It's one of the best movies he's been in for a long time because of the message as much as anything else. All right, we have some comments from some of the folks listening to the program. Jay, you want to go through? Because we always ask every week what you think the biggest news stories are. What are you following? What are you thinking about? What moves you? So you want to go through some of these, Jay Bird?
Yeah. Yes. Biggest news stories. Sharon Jakubek says, stupid Joe standing there telling the country that Donald Trump is responsible for the border crisis. Yeah. Jan Rose, who is following all of the news of the weather. Tucson is being hammered with strong winds and intermittent thunderstorms. Also, the SCOTUS Colorado issue. Quite a few people mentioned SCOTUS Colorado ballot case.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to go the way that I thought it was going to go in the beginning, by the way.
What did you think? You really thought that they'd be able to take him off the ballot?
I think there were enough people who were at the time were questioning his veracity or whether he had it all.
Can I give you a little something about this that I learned about?
Yeah.
Because I think it's important to understand what's happening. So, first of all, you can't have one state determine the presidential outcome.
Right.
No matter
I agree
who
with that.
The candidate
yeah.
is.
That's no, I'm not. By the way, after listening and watching the arguments from yesterday, this week, I think they're right. I think they brought up a lot of good things that you're about to bring up as well.
And also, after the Civil War, they got rid of the clause that the Colorado people were referencing. So
there. We got that taken care of. All right. We'll have some more of these comments. We'll sprinkle them in during the rest of our talk radio review here. It's 28 after the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israel anticipated to launch an invasion of Rafah, the largest refugee camp in Gaza for displaced Palestinians. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has instructed the military to ready for civilian evacuations in the city. President Biden responding to a Department of Justice report that cites lapses in memory noted by special counsel investigators who had interviewed him earlier about classified documents.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation.
In their report, the official said the president appeared to have a difficult time recalling the timeline of his son Beau's death and didn't recall his time as vice president very well either. The combination of Midwest tornadoes and February is is unusual, but this week breaks the norm. Severe storms led to the issuance of the first ever February tornado warnings in Wisconsin on Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 34 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Warren, Jay Kirshner on the air everywhere all weekend long with our thoughts with regard to the stories and the people lists, as many as we can get to. Jay, can we go back to the comments from social media for a couple of seconds? Because there are some good ones in there. I don't want them. Mm-hmm. I want people to feel like they're being heard. We're reading what they say. And, there are a lot of new names each week, like Kathy Vandenwalker. I don't remember seeing that name before, even though she says she doesn't like the news. She likes listening to us.
Uh-huh.
She gets updates. Okay, so listen.
And we've heard that before, that we are the only source of news people are getting sometimes.
Right. Is this guy's name really...
We put a positive spin on it.
Is it Screw Babas? No, there's no R in there, right?
Scoo, yeah. Scoo Babas. Right. The Tucker interviews with Putin. He can't wait to watch it, and also adds that a lot of people aren't ready for what is about to be exposed, but he is.
What do you think that means?
Hmm.
Huh? Really?
We're going.
I don't know.
But maybe.
What's going to be exposed? I think Putin just gave him a whole history lesson about Russia.
Yeah. All right. Who else? What else we got here?
Thomas Andrew, following the news, the death of Kobe.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
That should. You love country music.
I was devastated. Mm-hmm. I think of any concert. I think that of any performer I've seen Toby Keith in concert more times than anybody else. He was really, really one of my favorites. And it happened, I woke up on my birthday and found out that he passed away. And I was very, very sad. But he'd been suffering for such a long time. And according to reports, he was just tired. You know, he was tired of the chemo, tired of the fight. And it takes it out of you. He sure looked like it had taken it out of him.
Yeah. I am a little bit fascinated with the Tucker Carlson thing. And I heard Chris Cuomo refer to Tucker Carlson as the king of cheap journalism. He's cheapening the standard of journalism.
Does Tucker Carlson
consider himself a journalist? I don't consider him a journalist.
Well, I would think he does. But the reason I don't think that that's fair from Chris Cuomo is that real journalism is asking questions to anybody, right, about anything, I think. Right. It's not about picking and choosing winners and losers. So I think he's wrong on that. But I do think that there is a salaciousness to Tucker Carlson because he's looking for eyeballs to find him on right. alternative platforms. But give me a break. I mean, journalism is just asking people questions that you don't know the answers to, and I think that's okay. I mean, I don't know. I'm just torn. I don't want to give a platform to Vladimir Putin, but I don't hate Tucker Carlson for asking the questions.
All right. So there are two things that Musk is involved in this week that are kind of interesting. He funded the trip to Russia because Carlson's basically working for him now, right? Isn't that the deal? That Musk has...
Well, he's on Twitter. I mean, that's kind of his primary platform is Twitter.
Yeah. X, please, Jennifer.
Sorry, yes, X.
X! Mm-hmm. All right, and also, Musk funded a lawsuit that Gina Carano filed against the Disney folks for firing her from The Mandalorian. You must have seen that. Did you talk about that on your KRLA program?
We did not, but I know I know that's about her. We haven't talked about it this week, though.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should. You take a lead from us. We're hot on all the news. I thought you were... Listen, we talk about all the news here, not just the right-wing wacko stuff.
Those are some fighting words, man.
Anyway. All right. So let's see. What else have we got here that we... The lights went out of the studio. What do I do about that, James? I don't have any lights on me.
Even the electric was like, leave Jennifer alone.
Yeah.
I know. You're making the big guy mad.
I can't. Honestly, I can't see a damn thing.
Are they sensors?
I'll come fix that. Hold on.
Anyway, the
maybe
Senate,
try moving your arms. You're literally in the dark now.
No, it's one of those, in this studio, it is one of those light-sensitive things. So it happens that I'm not moving around like I usually do. And now, all right, thank you, James. And so, it's in the dark.
Just ask for someone to take a picture. That's when you really start moving.
Yeah, right. Thank you. All right, so this $95 billion foreign aid bill, the vote in the Senate was 67 to 32. What happened? The question isn't so much about that as to why would they bother voting on it because it didn't get through the House. It would seem to me it was kind of a waste of time, right?
I think they wanted to put people on record. That's typically why they do that, so that they can use it for campaigning, going, all those Republicans don't want to do this. And then the Republicans be like, look at all the Democrats spending your money. It's like you can write this stuff.
When are we going to fix all of this? All right. So we haven't really talked about the special counsel finding Joe Biden. It took classified documents after he left the Obama administration, but they didn't press charges. So they didn't press charges against Trump either, right? Or Pence?
Yes, they did. No, they did press charges against Trump for the classified documents. In fact, they raided Mar-a-Lago to get them.
Yeah, I remember they went to the bathroom and got them. But what happened?
It's still ongoing. It's one of the trials he's got to deal with. So this is why I think this is going to backfire big time on Biden, because it doesn't look fair. Okay, you're gonna bust Trump, you're gonna go into Mar-a-Lago, you're gonna raid his home, and you're gonna charge him. And then with Biden, you're gonna say, oh, he seems too old and decrepit, so we're not gonna charge him because he's not.
So why would you vote? I mean, come on. If that is something that somebody in a court of justice says, you're too old, we're not going to go after you, why would anybody vote for this guy? Why would there be one vote for this guy?
Because they hate Trump.
Well,
or they hate Republicans. It doesn't even matter, I think, at this moment.
This country is silly. It really is.
I mean, I think about my mom, and my mom would vote for the decrepit old guy. She wouldn't vote for Trump.
No.
Well, and she wouldn't vote for Kennedy.
Yeah.
And she would not vote for
Kennedy. She's voting for the party as opposed to the candidate?
Yeah. She's going to vote for the Democrat Party. Yep.
Okay, so how much of a problem is that in our country where people still... See, I thought when I was a kid, that was the way it was. You vote for a Democrat, just vote straight Democrat, straight D down the thing, and that's the end of it. Don't even know what the issues are, don't know who the people are, just vote. And there's still some people around like that, but are there as many? Is it an age thing?
I think there are more that
really?
Are like that.
Yeah. On both sides, both the Republican and the Democratic side? Really?
We're so divided right now. I mean, I actually go through, I've got some Democrats on my ballot that I'm going to put out for local office because I think that they're the right choice for Los Angeles. But I don't think many people do that.
Right. And that you got some really bad eggs in Los Angeles. Oof. All right. Speaking of good eggs and bad eggs,
Number four, I can't see this at all. Jay and I said, what is there that's new here? Number four, Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade, so they do the horizontal Mumba. So what? Who cares?
Well, the problem is not what they do.
Taxpayer dollars, I think.
What, to do the Mumba?
She was paying him more money than everybody else, and then they were going on lavish trips together and going out to expensive dinners and all of that stuff.
Yeah. So what do we do with her? Hang her high? What happens to her?
I think we say, why are you going after Trump? Or was that legitimate?
What's having sex with the guy she's working with got to do with going after Trump?
Because he was her lead Trump prosecutor, and she was funneling all the money she was making off of the Trump prosecution because everybody wanted to go after Trump and funneling it to her boyfriend. And
what do you mean money she was making? What do you mean by that?
Because she earned a lot of money and notoriety, and she got a lot of resources.
But did she get more money than she normally would have for performing her job? Is she getting overtime?
Yes, she was paying this guy more money than the... More money than the other investigators were making.
You got me. I got that.
So that they could actually... Yes, so that they could
travel
together.
You said she was making more money. How is she, as a public servant, making more money?
Because she was enjoying the extra money that she was sending to her boyfriend.
Hmm. Oh, so she's taking advantage of that. I see.
Correct. Okay. It's not the relationship, per se. It's the fact that she's using him... to, what, create a better, more lavish lifestyle for herself?
Right.
You know.
All right. Well, there's plenty of people around to do that to work for the public using taxpayer money. It happens every day in every jurisdiction around the country.
Shouldn't be okay.
If you're a prosecutor,
you should be going after someone for the right reasons, not because you think that they're going to bring you more riches. Mm-hmm. And that's the question.
Did Trump ever get accused of using public funds when he was having his, like, remember... what's his face, the TV show host, and I was friends with, why did I just, the name dropped out of my, last year. Who?
Oh, never mind.
No, come on, Jerry Springer. Hello, ding, ding, ding. Jerry Springer he was dumb enough, and I called him on it. He used to be on my program when I was on the afternoon at CKY in Cincinnati. I said, why did you use public money to pay the prostitute? And he said he was dumb. It was a slip in judgment. But the reason I bring that up is because it's a good example. But there are examples of this everywhere. And so, you know, but Trump never held public office before he was the president, right? Did he ever have any other public office? He never did, right? Okay. And so he made the big leap for mankind there. But there are people who wanted to get him because he was paying off people that he was sleeping with. And I thought that was a big waste of time. But it seems that people use that. Well,
that was before he was president.
And I'm not saying he used public money. I think, frankly, the guy, when he was president for those 4 years, he lived it, he slept it, he ate it, he breathed it 7 days a week, probably 16, 17 hours a day, right? He had no time for anything else. Didn't have time for his wife, didn't have his time for his son, didn't have time for his other sons. He was just at this. That was his complete focus. Do you agree with me that that was what he was all about and that was it?
I think that's probably what he was all about.
And so he didn't have time if he was going to do something like that. You just wonder, you know, you go back to Bill Clinton and all of that stuff and what is it, men will be men, boys will be boys. There was never a charge against George Bush. The old man, there was something rattling around about the old man, though. George Bush, the senior, the father. There was something going on with him at one point. I forget what it was, but I mean, I go all the way back to Eisenhower and his relationship with his secretary during World War II or his assistant, whatever. And then, you know, you go into it. It just seems that this is not the kind of stuff that people should hang their hat on anymore. I just don't think it matters. I don't think people care. All right, Jennifer, you are the queen of the Mayorkas thing. Were you disappointed? Did you cry?
But I was disappointed because I feel like this just shows, first of all, the majority that Republicans have is very slim, to be fair. Mm-hmm. But I think that before there was a public vote held on the impeachment of Mayorkas, they should have been sure they had it. So I think strategically that was a misstep. That's the low-hanging fruit. That should have been the guy to go, and here he is, still there.
There you go. We'll have a moment of silence then. for the lack of discipline with politicians in Washington. No. 48 after the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the overview of the stories gleaned by the staff at Talkers Magazine. Every week we do this. They're also published on the Good Day Show website, gooddayshow.com, and at talkers.com. So on the story list at number 10, the floods and the weather in Southern California. Certainly everybody kind of focused on La Nina or El Nino. It's an El Nino year. The Crumbly verdict is number 9. Super Bowl is number 8. The war, the situation with actually Tucker Carlson going to interview Putin, that's number 7. The war in the Middle East is 6. Presidential race is 5. The relationship that Ms. Willis has with Mr. Wade is 4. Trump and his usual focus on who's suing me and where am I going to go to jail, et cetera, number 3. The impeachment failure to get rid of Mayorkas is 2. And the border situation is number 1. Story list from Talkers this week. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. The reasons for using it go on and on. One of the things that I like about it, and so do the doctors that I have on Good Day Health, is that the research that was done used science-based research.
Yeah, and you know, it works the opposite of most weight loss products. So most weight loss products are working against your body's natural processes. They are appetite suppressants. They are stimulants. They're drugs, which is why with a lot of those products, you have rebound weight gain. It can even be more than what you started out with. But when you're talking about Calitrin, it's working with your body. It's basically giving your body back what it had when it was younger, so it runs more efficiently.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
TopLoss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. The reasons for using it go on and on. One of the things that I like about it, and so do the doctors that I have on Good Day Health, is that the research that was done used science-based research.
Yeah, and you know, it works the opposite of most weight loss products. So most weight loss products are working against your body's natural processes. They are appetite suppressants. They are stimulants. They're drugs, which is why with a lot of those products, you have rebound weight gain. It can even be more than what you started out with. But when you're talking about Calitrin, it's working with your body. It's basically giving your body back what it had when it was younger, so it runs more efficiently.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
TopLoss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine this week, Jennifer Crumbly is at number 10. Taylor Swift is at 9. Tucker Carlson is at 8. Benjamin Netanyahu, 7. Nikki Haley, 6. Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade at 5. Alejandro Mayorkas is at number 4. Mike Johnson is at 3. Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list. And this is for the week of February the 5th to the 9th. So we're full into February. and into the election season. Well, it feels like we've been in the election season for the last 3.5 years. So anyway, that's the people list. Check it out. Listings are at gooddayshow.com and also at talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 53 after the hour. Jennifer Horn is here, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen with a focus, if you will, on the presidential race. Number 5 this week is a focus on who's running and the things that are being said about those who are running. The things that those who are running are saying. I don't know that anybody has really been quoted much other than Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley sort of shrugged off Nevada. She's now in California hunting for votes there. She might have a chance. What do you think, Jennifer? The California Republicans wholeheartedly behind the Trumpster? Or does Nikki, can she find
63% in the latest polling.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So are you going to stay home that day?
No, because we have so many down-ballot races that are important.
Yeah, like, well, when is the California primary?
For me, the most important thing I'll be voting for is for district attorney to replace George Gascon. That's a huge one for L.A. County. He's terrible.
Yep.
And we are a part of Super Tuesday. We vote on March 5th.
Yeah, Massachusetts does too. I think there are, 13, 14 states that vote on that day? At least, mm-hmm. Maybe more.
Including
maybe.
Colorado.
Yeah. Ray! Because Colorado, well, they have to make a decision. Supreme Court has to make a decision on that before the election day, right? So they've been asked to make a quick decision so that they can be in the fold. All right. So what has happened other than Nikki Haley? Do you consider, what's Trump going to do with her? Because she's not going away. She's going to stay.
Oh, I think she'll go away. I mean, she's going to lose her home state on the 24th. And I think that she'll be done at that point. I think she'll probably drop out either on or before Super Tuesday.
Yeah.
I don't think she's got any more money coming in. So I just don't think that there's...
So what does Trump do with her?
I mean, I think at the most he could put her... He could put her in the cabinet, perhaps, but I don't think that it's a vice presidential pick. I just think there'd be too many people who are upset. I kind of have an idea as to who Trump will be picking for his vice president. It's not Nikki Haley, so.
No, it's Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
No, but I do think it's more likely that it would be Tucker Carlson than Nikki Haley. I think he's on the list, but that's not who it is. No. I think who he's going to pick is someone not as well known.
Really? Mm. What, the Craddock?
That's who I'd pick, actually, for
who's
him,
the,
but no.
Who's that other woman who's been in the news?
What's her name?
One of the contenders. Yes.
Elise Stefanik. He's also mentioned, this week he's mentioned Kristi Noem and Tim Scott. If my source is telling me it's none of those names, if my source is right.
Your sources. All right, you want to give us like initials or something of what your sources are saying?
Former congressman.
Really? A former Republican.
Can you give us a sounds like?
There you go. I don't know if I can.
I mean, I could. Republican, I mean, look, I'd sound smart if it's right.
Is it a male or a female? Former congressman.
It's a man.
A man. A former congressman, not well known. Is it somebody who, like, kisses his ring or other parts of his anatomy? Or is it somebody
that's
who's
all
got
you're
going
to get from me. That's all you're getting
from
me.
Oh, come on. Yeah, killjoy. Let's go. All right. So let's turn our attention to Joe Biden, number one on the people list, and also certainly part of the presidential discussion. I noticed Gavin Newsom all over the place this week, and somebody said earlier today, well, who's the alternative to Biden? Well, on one side, you've got Dean Phillips, who's not a bad choice, actually, when you get to know what he's all about, and Gavin Newsom, who is a nuisance and not anybody that you'd want once you got to know him. So in the meantime, the darlings of the lefty media think that Gavin Newsom is next to God, sits on the right hand of God. Yeah, let's put that down.
I just don't know how a white guy like Gavin Newsom can knock out Kamala Harris.
What, for vice president?
For the Democrat base, because they play identity politics so much.
But Kamala Harris, everybody knows, do people really look at her skin color and that's the most important thing? She's an incompetent nincompoop.
I understand, and I don't disagree.
Seriously. Why would anybody, I don't know, maybe that tells you something about their choices. We have really lousy choices all the way around. Lousy choices. Wait a minute. What's the congressman's name again? The former congressman?
No, don't try to trick me.
Can you send me a note? You know how good I am at keeping secrets.
Yes, you are so good.
Why don't you just whisper it in my ear? Come on. That's it. Help a guy out here, will you please, Jennifer? Come on. Ay, ay, ay. All right, there's our review of presidential politics here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.